Our devotion for today, day 23, Thursday, March 8th, 2018, was contributed by Betty Phillips. Our scripture comes from Psalms 139, verses 5 and 6, from the New Living Translation. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. 6 days in the hospital. 6 days out of my healthy life. I had gone through a simple, non-invasive procedure, but things went very wrong. A severe reaction to anesthesia and pain medication left me sick with nausea and a terrible headache. I couldn't sleep without nightmares and hallucinations, nor could I drink or eat because of the nausea. I was dehydrated, and I fell into a trench of self-pity and despair. I wasn't allowed to go home while the nausea remained, but there was nothing I could do. I called on the Lord for help, and I cried bottles of tears. On the fourth day, I found Psalm 139 on my phone. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. Too great for me to understand. I knew that God was there in that lonely room with me. I clung to the thought of his hand resting on my head. A little while later, the friendly kitchen lady came to ask what I would like for dinner. This gal was a blessing all week. She would squat down against the wall and chat with me. Over and over again, she would suggest something that might appeal to me. Poor thing. I probably made so many faces at her, nothing sounded even remotely palatable. But that day, she said, Miss Betty, how about some fresh fruit? Oh, a light bulb went off. Of course. When I was pregnant with both our sons, I discovered that if I carried a fresh peach and sniffed it, the nausea would ease for a moment. Silly, but it worked. I was so excited that this sweet woman had suggested fresh fruit. When my evening tray arrived, there it was, a small cup filled with fresh cantaloupe, pineapple, and grapes. I reached for it, pulled off the lid, and took a big whiff. Heavenly. It took the awful scourge away for just a few seconds. I was so thankful for that sweet woman and her fresh fruit. I held that bowl next to me all night, and I received 3 gifts of those same fruit bowls the next day. I even ate some of the grapes and cantaloupe. It was the start back to health. I will never forget God's amazing hand of grace, a dear sweet woman who cared for me, and a bowl of fresh fruit. Our prayer for today. Dear Father, thank you for caring for us through the thick and the thin. Help us to remember that even when we are in the pit of despair, your hand of love and protection rests on our heads. Amen.